This is your weekly Faith and Values update from KBIA. I'm Kelly Catraba. Catholic monasteries all over the country sell jelly, cheese, creamed honey, and other products made by monks as a way to sustain their spiritual lifestyle. At a small monastery in the Missouri Ozarks, the specialty is fruitcake. The monks there have been making fruitcake for 25 years. It's the last baking day of the season at Assumption Abbey, the monastery outside of Ava, Missouri.
Normally, right now, I would be preparing tomorrow's ingredients.
That's Joseph Reich, a baker hired by the monastery. He cracks 265 eggs every morning and mixes the batter by hand. There's just enough batter to keep the fruitcake together. It's mostly made of fruit.
Cherries, we have currants, we have golden raisins, we have black raisins, we have pineapple, we have orange peel and lemon peel.
About 24 hours after baking, each cake gets injected with rum, coated in corn syrup, and topped with cherries and pecans. After decorating, everyone in the bakery gathers around a table to read psalms and pray over the cakes. Then, work resumes and each cake is hand-wrapped in plastic.
Like putting a diaper on a baby.
That's Joe Manning, a Franciscan friar, one of four who helps at the bakery.
And I've never done it before, but I have on a lot of cakes.
In the next room, the warehouse, employee Michael Hogue checks each cake before packing it in a tin. He's seen so many, he can tell who's wrapped each one.
That's probably Father Cyprian there.
The cakes will get shipped all over the world. The monks also sell the cakes through wholesalers, including the store Williams-Sonoma. They bake 125 cakes a day, 5 days a week, except on holy days. That's about 25,000 cakes per year. But even though there's a demand for more fruitcakes, the monks won't likely step up their supply because of it. They say they're not selling cakes to make a lot of money, just enough to maintain a balanced life of work and prayer. And the number of monks is dwindling, says Father Cyprian Harrison.
A number have died, and some left. So we are, in all, we have 10 members, but one is in a nursing home, and two are on leave as chaplains.
And people in the United States aren't exactly clamoring for the monastic life. But in Vietnam, religious vocations are booming. Four Vietnamese monks are scheduled to come to Missouri in February, with the possibility of more coming later. Eventually, the monastery could be turned over to the Vietnamese. For now, the bakery is quiet for the season, and the monks will have their spiritual retreat in January. Come February, the bakery will open again as the new monks arrive. That concludes your weekly Faith and Values update from KBIA. I'm Kelly Catraba.